God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and I'm really thankful for this time. Keep standing, keep moving, keep your mind moving and heart, because we're here to be encouraged. We're here to encourage. We're here to serve. You know, we're leaders, and God's called us all to lead, to be that example, to be the believers that He knows us to be, and we should know who to be, and we are as He is. So we can really walk like Christ. It's up to you. If you want to go by tradition, if you want to go by religion, if you want to go by what man tells you to do, or you're going to be led by God, and God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He wants you to rise up. He wants you to take your mind off yourself and put it on Him and in service to others. That's where it's at. And we can quite easily look at ourselves and be self-serving. Well, this doesn't work out for me, and oh, this is not blessing me. Just give. I've been very blessed. Like, you know, I am very thankful to God, and I really am. Like, He's blessed me with the wonderful people around me, the heart of, you know, and I served, and I do serve, and I give the best I know to do according to the ability of God in Christ to me. And that's unlimited, because we got an unlimited God, and we got the Spirit of God. We're learning, and we're developing, and we're growing into who God's called us to be. We're being transformed. We're not conforming to this world, but we're being transformed. If you're not being transformed, you're being conformed. And what are you being conformed to? God wants you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind according to the words that He's speaking to your heart. He's called us to freedom and happiness. We put ourselves in the cage of bondage at times as believers. The cage doors have been busted open. And sometimes for our emotions or wrong words or things that have happened in the past, we kind of put ourselves in that cage and we think we're trapped, but we're not. The doors are open, you know, and all we got to do is stand up and walk out of them. But fear, which is a believer's enemy, which is anyone's enemy, false evidence appearing real. Oh, I'm in this cage. No, you're not. The door's open. Walk out. No, God hasn't given any of us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I think all of us are at different, you know, we're older. I'm like a lot older from when I first began, and the other people here are older. And so that could be frightening if you want to lead, if you want to move with God, because you can begin right now like as if you was 20, because God is the one that lengthens your days. And if you put your heart to serve Him, He'll lengthen everything about Him in your life. He'll enlarge your steps. And God is a faithful God. When we're not, when we've looked to ourselves, that's when everything starts to dry up. So we've got to take our mind off ourselves, and we've got to be givers. We've got to be lovers. Like Becky said, the love of God. And that love of God isn't just a feeling or emotion. It can express itself that way. But love is an action. Love is a verb. Love is putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Don't get me wrong, but it is really putting, doing what you need to do, you know. And without that heart, then things don't move forward, or we just come into tradition and it just be a nice little gathering every year. And, you know, we don't want that to be like that. We want to get together every year, definitely, but we don't want it just to be the same old thing. Come to give, come to serve. That's the whole point of this giving is, you know, it's not what we can get, because God will really always take care of us. A lot of people are stingy and will keep their money in their pockets to themselves, you know, and there's people that need to support the people that they're connected to. And you guys do that. I'm so thankful for your support. You know, I thank God for that, because He's worked that in your heart. You have to make the decision to do that, right? And, but because God's working in you, then you see the need, you see a benefit for yourself first and foremost, because you always benefit. And then when you get that right, then we're going to see great outreach. We're going to see the great outreach, because it takes these finances to move things, doesn't it, Ethel? I mean, it took you to get here and your mom and everything like that. We should support the ministers. The ministers got every right to live off the gospel of Christ. You know, not sponging off it. Leaders should be serving. Leaders should be giving. And I'm not like on about serving tables. I'm about serving the words of life, speaking what needs to be spoken, encouraging where encouragement needs to be given, correction where correction needs to be given, reproof where reproof needs to be given. But the majority of what God gives is always encouragement. And I'm so blessed with everyone on here. Like, the growth has been phenomenal in 5 years. Don't you agree, Bambi? You've been here longer than five, haven't you? You know, man. Ethel's come along, God connected you. God does bring the laborers. You know, when we pray for the laborers, when we have that desire, He will bring them if we're patient. And if we just trust God, and if we do it, if we're doing the encouragement, then the thing shouldn't take a year. It can happen really quick. And we've seen this in India. But because of other doctrines, the old things that we learned, that stops us moving in the right way. That happened to all the religious people, all the Pharisees, Sadducees, and all the people that were under the thumb there. And Jesus Christ come and blew the cover. He come and blew the cover. He brought the sound doctrine. He spoke by the Spirit of God. He knew the scriptures. He was the living Word. But he spoke, and he was bold. And he brought people to truth. And this truth was powerful. This truth was delivering. And this truth was direct words from the Heavenly Father working in him. And he said, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you can do the same works and greater. Mm-hmm. Now, we can heal the sick. We can raise the dead. We can, you know, cleanse the leper, so to speak. We can do that. We should have a desire for that. You know, Father, put that desire in my heart to do the same works that Jesus done and greater, because he's gone to the Father. Now it's Christ in me and it's Christ in you. And is it an active Christ, or is Christ asleep in you on the bottom of your bed, of your heart? And then the storms of life are coming. And then all of a sudden you should, help me God. You know, so it's like, we don't want to live that life. You know, we want to live a life of authority, of power, and that we can bring light into people's dark situations. We can give direction. How many believers are on their own? There's many, even here right now, you live on your own. There's nothing in your areas. What are you doing? God says, now come to me, believe the words and what's being spoken in front of you, and you can shake up your area. You can shake up your town. You can shake up your country. From you, where you live, the word can move all over the world. From you, not from some other ministry, not from some other minister, from you. But you've got to believe it. If you're going to go back to the old traditional way you've been taught, you ain't going nowhere, I promise you. I'll even sign a check, I'll have a wager with you. Because the pattern is set with God. That's where the growth is going to come from. He's looking for obedient hearts. He's looking for hearts that will respond to him. Okay, God, I receive these words. On the day of Pentecost, you know, these guys, they receive Peter's words gladly. And they continue steadfastly. They were unmovable. They wanted to stay together. They fellowship together. We're fellowshipping here for how many days? 10 days? 5, 7 days? 7 or 8 days. We're fellowshipping daily, which is nice, isn't it? These naturally fellowship daily. You know, they made themselves available to each other because they were so blessed with this great deliverance and this good news and the power of God. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Please tell me, what was the apostles' doctrine? It was something made up from the Old Testament, wasn't it? You know, they had a class from it. No, they didn't. It was the heavenly words from God. It's about this new birth and what Jesus Christ come to make available. It was new. And these were heavenly words coming through the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers at that time. And that's what these guys continued in. The practice of the things they were being encouraged. You guys have been continuing the practice. It's taken time to practice for some, you know, in the speaking in tongues or on the confessions or speaking by the Spirit, because you've been used to going to the Bible every time. And it's a transition. If you want to move in power, you've got to speak by the Spirit. If you want to see your error shook up, you've got to speak by the Spirit. If you want to see signs, miracles and wonders, you've got to let God give you the words. It's the way it's going to happen. And on a regular basis, it's going to be the normal Christian life. That's the normal Christian life. Not your knowledge of the scriptures. Knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge is good, by the way, you know, but it's got to be directed by God. And so, you know, even the school of Tyrannus, what were they doing? Were they taking PFAL? They wasn't. Paul was encouraged, speaking by the Spirit. Now you go and speak. You go and preach. You believe? You want to believe? You want to move? Then you give them encouragement. And then out they went. And that's how the word of God heard, the whole of Asia heard the word of God in 2 years and 3 months. They weren't setting up classes, or you've got to have this criteria. You've got to be 12 of you or 7 of you before we can do anything. Mm-hmm. None of that. They moved with the power of God, and angels were working with them as well. They would turn up and help in situations. Mm-hmm. We got them active. They're active. You know, angels are active. They obey the words of God. And if they're coming from your mouth, they're going to go to work. They can go to work. They can get things out of our way. How do you think God does his work? You know? And I've heard so many testimonies also in India of angels, you know, at work and doing things. But we've been given the words and ministry of reconciliation. It's up to us to declare the words from God. And I'm thankful for all the things I learned from my past, you know, from the classes, from certain ministers that helped me. They added to me. But like God has geared it so that we can move with him, you know. We're no longer under a schoolmaster. You know, even Paul said that. We're no longer under a schoolmaster. We're under God. And so when we connect where God has placed each person in the body where it's pleased him. When we connect that fully, and God gets us to be there fully, you know, because if you've had previous understanding, it is difficult. There is a challenge. But it all depends where the level of your heart is and how willing you are to change. Because there was a point I wasn't willing to change, but then they become a point where I was, because I just wanted to see God at work. So there's nothing in this world that I really want, you know, apart from seeing God's word work. And God's word does work, but it's no good just having knowledge. You can even have the knowledge of what I'm saying now by the Spirit of God, but it can just become knowledge if you don't practice it. That's why when you start practicing those five little things, can someone repeat what they are, the five little things? Speaking in tongues. Speaking by the Spirit of God. Honoring God with your substance, your money. Connecting. Praying for laborers. Right, yeah. And there's other things. These are not rules and regulations, but these things, if they're practiced, will keep you strong through many lifetimes. If you think of 20 lifetimes, right? They'll keep you walking with God. And they'll keep you productive. They'll keep you prosperous. You know, God says, beloved, above all things, you know, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as yourself prosper. God wants you to prosper on every single level, but it's dependent upon your soul prospering on the sound doctrine, on the truth. This is the truth that sets people free. Because a lot of people have heard different classes and stuff like that, and they're set free by it, but you step out of foot with that ministry, then you're not free again, are you? Oh, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And then it becomes tradition and it becomes religious. You know, but God has given every one of us that freedom. You know, that we're to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And that if we move where God has connected us, we stay faithful there, and then desire our own fields. Desire your own fields, your own leaders, your own laborers. You can have that if you want it. You know, God will work his desire in you. You ask him, God, what do I do? What do you want me to do? So you show me, you put me on the path of what you want me to do. Put your desires in my heart. I want your desires to be my desire. And I want you to also to receive my desires as well. Because God's interested in your desires. You know, he loves you. He wants you to enjoy this life. He wants you to have good relationships. He wants you to have good health. He wants you to have an abundance. But he doesn't want you to be stingy. Lots of people are so stingy. You can't be stingy. If you've got an abundance, use it for the kingdom of God. Use it for yourself, pay your bills, bless yourself, and then bless others. Then you'll see it multiply, because God wants you blessed to be a blessing. A lot of people get their little bit of wealth, and they keep it all to themselves, and they could multiply it. They can invest it with God. And this is where, you know, this is very important for the movement of the word. Money is a subject that no one likes to talk about. But it's a subject that we need to talk about. You know, like Sandeep said to me, when, you know, people don't say to him they don't like talking about money, he says, let's have the conversation. Let's get it out in the open. Okay, what's your hang-ups about it? You think you're being ripped off? You think someone's after your money? You know, like, let's get it out. Let's get it out there. And we should be able to do that if we're walking with God, because there's no fear. Everyone's got a free heart to ask questions about it. And what it's really doing. And then this, what is God saying? Like, you can see what the scriptures say about these things. And ministers need to be supported. Like, Ethel's a great minister. Like, you know, she nearly needs the support. And if you're connected to her, then support her. Like, you know, I'm being bold to say these things, by the way. We don't mind me saying them, but I know God wants me to say them. And because God wants his word to move. Do you want the word to move?
Yes.
Yeah, then. So where you're connected. Give where you're connected. And let God do the work. And you'll get blessed. You will get blessed. Honestly, God's going to tremendously bless you and give you your work. It doesn't matter if you are 18 or 85, 89. I'm so blown away at the older people here. You know, like this lady here is 84, same age as what my mum would have been. And she looks young as anything. She looks like she's in the 60s. And then there's you, you're 18. Look at you, beautiful woman. You know, you look young as anything. You look younger than me. My God. You know, all of you are great. You know, it's that youthfulness of Christ in us, you know. And so let's use our light in a great way. Be that living sacrifice. Don't just be full of knowledge. Be led by God and be productive. God wants you to be productive. And like me, I'm not holding anything back. I speak what God puts in my heart, you know, because I really do care about God. I care about people, and I want to see people blessed and profitable. I've been ripped off from my times, you know, from believers, you know, because of the wrong words given to me or attitudes and putting me down, hindering me, saying I'm no good, the people that should be encouraging me. I've been there. We've all been there at some level, but no more. Like, God has given us Holy Ghost boldness. Because we're wall-to-wall Holy Ghost, basically. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost is Holy Spirit. Translation, right? So this time together is a great time to be together. And even though you're not physically there, you know, you could be praying. You should be praying that everything's successful there. You know, we're praying for you back at home that God's opening up doors while we're away. You know, be productive. Be productive. When Jesus Jesus told the story of the steward, he gave money for people to entrust. And one just buried his little talent and the others infested it and got money back. No, he went away. He come back and there was fruit. You know, let's come back. Let's see its fruit. When I used to travel to India in the very beginning, every time I traveled, we had more people in the fellowship. And Kim said, you might as well just stay over India because we're growing. Do you remember that, Danny boy? I don't know if you're still listening, but if you're on, like every time I traveled to India, do you remember that, Dan?
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember every time I went to India in the earlier days, we had more people come?
Yes.
When I was away?
Yes. Yeah.
And that happened all the time because I didn't need to be there because these guys were doing it. Danny was 15, 16, 17. Doesn't matter your age. It's the right words. That's what it is. And back then we had the right words too. You know, and there was a lot of mixture of the old way as well in there. Like we was transitioning. So there's a if you're following this way, like I don't know, for example, where this wonderful believer is going to go from here, but if you're following this way, then there will be a transition because you've got old things, but God wants to show you the new things so that you could be really free. You could be really blessed. To show you the real truth, because there's real truth. We've been given some good stuff, but it's not the real thing. And it hasn't produced the real things that it should have been producing from God. And so this is just kind of straight talk for people, you know? Are you serious? This is why we're here together. What have you come here for? You know, and what do you want to get from this? What do you want to take back for your own field? You know, because all of us have got our own field, right? Where I am is my field. And then you guys are my field. You know, God's connected you to me. I'm so thankful for you wonderful people. You're all smarter than I am. You really are, you know, but God has kind of just given that to me. So I'm blessed. That's helping me come up, you know. And then my job is to serve you and to be transparent and to encourage you the right way. It is up to you. Like what you do, what I say is totally up to you. I'm not going to follow up on anyone. It's not like the old way international. Did you do this? And did you do that? Did you do this, what I told you? And, oh, well, you're no good then. Well, yeah, okay, you're off the left. You know, there's none of that stuff here. Like, you either do it or you don't. Jesus didn't suffer fools gladly. He spoke and he moved on. He gave people things hard to do. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part with me. And everyone left him. And then he turned to the disciples, you're going to go as well? Well, you know, where are we going to go? You got the words of life. Well, then, shut up, follow, and let's see some fruit. And it was great that Becky brought up that record, you know, about Peter and, you know, Jesus in his resurrected body. He was on the seashore there cooking fish for Peter, you know. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, I love you, Lord. Then carry on. Do you love me? You know I love you. He got really upset that he was being asked, you know, again. Do you love me? Well, we know two of them was talking about the worldly love, and the last love was the agape, talking about the love of God. And he said, you know, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. And when you're converted, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. In other words, when you have got this and you're moving in your deliverance, you build my people up. And the prophecy over me when I was, when Sandgate prophesied over me, and in that prophecy, it was like, we're going to have a great time and you will strengthen my people. This was 2005. You're going to, and I still got the recording of this prophecy. You will strengthen my people. You're going to move my world mighty all over the world. It's all in there, you know, and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, you know, how's that going to happen when it first happened, when it's first prophesied? But now it's happening, and it is, and it's going to continue to grow. And there's lots of people that's trying to stop me. Lots of people lied about me, you know, and I'm just putting it out there because that's what happened. They talk bad about me. Oh, he's in it for the money and he's in it for this. All this rubbish. But God is the one that vindicates and then he promotes. And this is what God is doing right now. You know, and God wants you to just be straight in your ministry. He wants you to be clear with people. You know, don't hold back what you should tell the people to do. Jesus didn't hold back on what to do. Lord, let me go and bury my so-and-so. No, let the dead bury their own dead. You know, just take just the more important things you need to focus on. And so do the things that you know to do, right? You will be blessed. Take care of the things that God wants you to do. The other things he will take care of. The things that you can't take care of in your life because it's complicated. Just keep focusing with God and he will clear that mess up. Believe me, he's watching over you. He is for you. He wants you strengthened. And he's asking you a question today. Listen, you better pay attention. Because God's speaking. What do you want to do? Oh, wow, we're going to boogie in. And he says, pay attention, we're going to boogie. No, so it's like, God wants you to listen, right? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to live in truth and move in truth, or do you just want a knowledge of this stuff? Mm-hmm. How far are you willing to go? Are you willing to go a little way, or are you willing to go all the way? Because you've got to be sold out if you're going to sell. You've got to be sold out to sell. Mm-hmm. And this is the heart God's looking for, like I said, whether you're young or whether you're old. Because God started Moses on 80 years old. He was 18. And man, that man done some great things for God. No, but God walked him through it. So we're not doing this in our knowledge. It's being led by God, like God led Moses. God led Abraham. God led, you know, Sarah. God led all the people of old, right? He navigated them, worked with them, reproved them. Kings were reproved and for the sake of God's people and elect. So you're powerful. God is on your side. But God's saying, now's the time, stop the tradition, stop pissing around, and if you mean it, get on it, sit on the pot and shit, or get off. That's like God saying, move. Time to move. And it's just something that's urgent in my heart to share, because time is of the essence. You know, we could be gathered any time. It might be a couple hundred years off. I don't know. We don't want it to be yet. Because we want to see more people saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God's desire is that all men are to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God has no hands but our hands, which to give them bread. He has no feet but our feet, which to walk amongst the almost dead. We say that we are his and he is ours. These are the proof of that. And these are the proven hours. And we really are in those proven hours to really show that we mean business with God. For ourselves, not for anyone else. Here I am, Lord, send me. You mean it? Or are you going to get distracted down the road there with some of the things that you like or some of the people you love? Today is the day you make the decision to move forward with God. And you can't, it's just a choice. No, choose you this day, therefore life. Choose you this day, your tradition or my truth. Choose you this day, this ministry or the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose you this day. Put your heart out there for God, and you depend upon God. Don't depend upon me. I'm just the same as you. But I got my function, which is what I'm doing now. And we've all got our function. No one's better than anyone else. We're all leaders. And my job is to encourage the leaders. And that's my job in the West, and to give the right thing. And I know that God wants me to be straight talking. I just know this. Now, I used to be like this. Never used to speak in this manner, did I, Bandy? Trying to change a bit lately. Because I think it's urgent. And it's like, it's just got what God's working in me. And I think that God wants you to be blessed. And he's seen that you've been hindered. He's seen that you've struggled. He's seen that you've been lonely. He's seen that you've missed out. And he doesn't want it anymore. He said, but you've got to listen to me. That's what God's saying. You've got to listen to these words. There's no more being lonely. There's no more suffering emotional attacks or physical attacks. There's no more of this. If you come with me, you'd be like the children in the desert, that their feet didn't, you know, swell. Their clothes didn't wax old. They were provided for. And then those that believed entered into that land flowing with milk and honey. You know, we're in that land. But you want to get the manifestation of what's in that land, you need to walk by the Spirit. That's the act of faith, all those blessings. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. And so, like, you guys are really wonderful. You are the world changers. You really are. You got to see yourself, like Kathy said it, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as Christ living in this earth? No, you're not him, but you see yourself as he is. As he is, as he walks, as he's living. See yourself that way. Ask God for the image of that, you know. And the image is the imagination. You know, Kathy was also talking about painting pictures, wasn't she? So what's on the canvas of your heart? What is the vision written on your heart? And what you confess is what's being drawn on your heart, and is what you will manifest and happen in your life. So God is working in all of us. Like, I just see great things in lots of people and direction. And it does take a lot of energy, doesn't it? This is what we're doing. So that's the speaking in tongues part. That's why we really need to do that perfect prayer and praise to God. It gives us that energy, that peace, that direction. And then we call what we want. We say what we want. Like B, God says. He called it. We call it too. We copy our Father. You know? Jesus called it. He taught the disciples how to speak. Mm-hmm. And how to change things and how to move things. So I think this is an exciting time. Like, this is really the first day we've really come together on here as well. So everyone's included in this. Mm-hmm. You know, if we sit down and share again amongst ourselves, I'll recall it, you know, mm-hmm. So that no one has to miss out what's being shared. But the point is, God wants us, he's taken us up some levels here. Mm-hmm. Not one level, he's taken up many levels. Mm-hmm. And if you think from last year, this is a big upgrade from last year, isn't it? I think, mm-hmm. You know, last year God got me to go to the places, and then everyone come to one place in Florida as well, which was great. And I enjoyed it, you know. And we still got more people to come yet. Like I said, there's Fan and Branda, there's Sakina, and there's Fred. Anyone else? So, and these get-togethers are really important. You know, maybe believe for next year to come on one. You're not on this one now. Believe God to come on the next one. Because we're going to do something. We're going places. You know, there's a travel agent at home called Going Places. You know, come and book your flight. We're going places on the spiritual level. We just book our ticket with God, and he will provide. But I want to thank everyone here as well, because you guys really did support me. You know, and the ones that haven't made it as well are not here yet. You know, like with the flights, thank you for listening to God and doing it from your heart. Mm. You know, and God is going to multiply that back to you, you know. And I knew if it didn't happen, we had nothing here to move forward with. That had to happen. The giving had to happen. Because it's through the finance that things happen. It's a big subject, very big subject. And Sangit taught me a lot on it. And that's why you see the great movement in India and Nepal, you know, because they got this thing right. Mm-hmm. And so that was a great indication to me. Because I knew if we couldn't do that thing there with the flight, and we wouldn't do anything else. You know, it'd just be struggle and strain all the time. We should be the most generous givers. We should be the most prosperous believers. And we are. Because we are practicing that way, even at home, wherever we are. This is important. If you're not honoring God, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing God a disservice. You know, God set it up for your blessing, for your joy. And don't hold back anything that's due to God that he's shown you to give. Ananias and Sapphira had done that. You look at that. They had a consequence of that, unfortunately, but it was for our learning. And I don't believe that'll ever happen again. But the point is, it was there for our learning. God shows you this is very important. It's not a scaremongering thing either. It's true. It's there. And so if you're not doing that, I'd really encourage you from my heart to give and to give where you're being fed. So Ethel has labourers. They're not going to give to me because they're not my labourers. But I'll always speak to them. I'll always encourage because I support that minister there because she's moving with God and she's connected to me. Same with Bambi, same with Mary, same with Ted and Shelley, same with Judy, same with Chrissy, if you're moving that way, and Patty, the other Patty over there. We're one body, you know, but we do have our fields and we all need to be supported in our fields. And God will bless you for doing your part and he blesses me for doing my part. You know, I don't just sit here. There's lots of stuff that goes on that I do. Hours. I'm not looking for anyone to pay my wages. I'm looking to God to supply that. And God says, if you take care of his business, he'll take care of your business. That's not just for me. That's for all of us. And I also want to thank Mary also now, heart of service, what leaders are. And I also want to thank Ted and Shelley. I'm starting with Mary. This woman picked me up. She drove all the way to that airport, which was an hour and a half, was it? In the dark. Not having been there, you know. She was there waiting for me, patient. She gave me her own bed. She wasn't in it, but she gave me her own bed. She done me eggs. She done me breakfast. She took care of everything. She was asking me questions at home without me realizing. Oh, how'd you like your bed? Loads of pillows. Next to it, there's tons of pillows on this bed. And then there was pomegranate juice and stuff like this. You know, she was on it. And then, she blessed me with a massage. Not that she massaged me. She took me to a massage for my birthday. And things like this, I didn't ask for none of that. I was like, wow, look at the heart of wanting to bless and wanting to give. And I know you guys have that heart, you know. So I just want to kind of point that out. And then Ted and Shelley really looked after me as well, blessed me a lot over the years and on this trip as well. And they give me a beautiful room upstairs. And, you know, thank you very much. I'm really thankful before God for this. Yeah. I got my own pomegranate juice because Shelley wasn't walking with God. This is fine. No, I'm joking. No. She tried to get it and she forgot it the second time. So Bambi took me to, Walmart. Always wanted to go to Walmart. And so we got it there. But the thing is, like, these are just little things that make the things like whatever you need. Believe God for what you need. You know, okay, God, I need this. And, you know, put it out there. And I was sharing with Ethel, like, if you get invited, then let the people pay for it. If they really want you there, then they'll put their hands in their pocket. Because then you know where the desire is. It's not that you want the money. You want to see the desire. Mm-hmm. And I feel like saying these things because people need to be taught it. If you're not taught it, then you never operate in that way, which is a great blessing. And so, like, when someone's invited, you take care of it. You're inviting, but you look after them. When Sange comes to England, he doesn't pay for anything. He's looked after because we wanted him to come. Not that he's asked for that. And I can remember being with Sange, and I say, okay, Sange, how do we work this? You know, you come over here. And he said, when I come, you take care of me. And when you come over to there, I'll take care of you. And when he takes care of you, he takes care of me. Like, you know, he knows how to do it, and he's a very great host, you know. So I learned from my minister these things, and they're great things to have, and they're great things to practice. And you see all the Indian leaders operate the same way, and they're successful with God. And they've got many leaders and laborers. God wants this for USA. He wants it for the UK. He wants it for France and Europe. But it's going to have to be with new people. The old will slow you down and tie you down. Just being honest with you, unless they've got a willing heart to receive your words gladly and move in that way. And this is the truth that needs to be spoken. And not many people are willing to speak it because they want to lose their people. And that's the truth of all of this. You know, I've been around, so I see how it goes. And a lot of people probably won't like me saying what I just said, but it's true. And you've got to speak the truth because why? This is God's business. And if God's put it in my heart to say it, I will say it, you know. So we're not kissing anyone's butts, but we want to do the Father's will and we want to move with the sound doctrine. So that's what I wanted to share.